Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Hilchas Shechin, the laws of neighbors. It's the third out of the five halachas in the Sefer Kin, the Book of Acquisitions, where inyan eil halachas, the idea of these halachas are leida din chiluk hakakoyes ben asher tofen, to know the division of properties between partners, v'achokas nezik kolech mehem, and to distance the damages from each one, mishchenoi, from his neighbor, which includes the damages of what one sees in the other one's property, u'en ba'lametze shaloyim, from the one who's on his border, which includes the damages from his property, v'din ba'lametze, and the entire idea of this halacha category of the one who's on the boundary. Ubeir kol hadinim elu, an explanation of all these judgments of Brokim elu, are in these chapters, where there are 14 chapters. First four discuss regarding the division of properties and of the walls that are shared between them. Perek hei teches discuss regarding the expenses and the boundaries of the courtyards and the cities. Perek tes tiyadav discusses regarding the requirement to distance damaging elements. And Perek yud beis tiyadav discuss regarding the laws of the bar metzra, the one on the boundary, the rights and the obligations and the responsibilities that neighbors have. But that way we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter, regarding the division of properties between partners. And Rami gets halacha regarding the enforcement of this halacha of division. So, Echad HaKoinim Mechaveir Echatzi Sudeyu. Someone buys from his friend half of his field. Or Shnaim Shekonim Echad Sadeh, or two people buy from one person one field. Or Sheyarshu, or they inherited one field together. Or Shenitlim B'matonah, was given to both of them as a gift. Or they both acquired it from what was ownerless. Or the properties of a convert, which when he dies, are not in the inheritors, whoever wants could take possession. But closure of the rule of it is as follows. Whenever there's a partnership between the two of them. In the property, and one of the partners wants to go ahead and divide and annul this partnership to go on his own, to take his own portion for himself. So if that property has a halacha, as we're going to explain, of division, that it could be divided, then he could force the other partners, and they have to divide it with him. But if it does not have a halacha of division, then no one can force the other partner to divide. The same thing applies to movable items. When do we say this? That you cannot force if it does not have a din chalukas. B'shein echad mem makar es chelker, that not one of them recognizes his own portion, but makam shem shutafim, but in the area where their partners in that field or that entity. Eliyad kula mishtamesh b'chal makam. Rather, it's because every one of them were utilizing the entire area together. But if any one of the partners recognizes his own independent area, af b'shein b'din chaluk, even though it does not have the measurements of the halacha of enforcing division, but if this is his own independent part of the enterprise, then each one of them could force the other ones to divide his portion from the portions of his friend. Halacha Beis continues regarding if it is an area where it does not have a din chalukha, then there's what's something called god ay agud. Either sell to me or buy from me, I want out. So if one of the partners says to his friend, in the area where there is no judgment of requiring division, let's say something that you cannot divide, because you can't divide a maidservant in half, or a vessel, because it's not going to function anymore. So then, the halacha is that, let's say, he tells to his friend, look, sell me your portion in this, for this and this amount. Or you buy from me with that same evaluation, like what's called God or Agud. God means I'm going to take it, which I'm going to buy, I'll draw it. Or Agud, you draw it, you take it, and therefore you buy it from me. So the halacha is with that person who's making that proposition. The equivalent is a nitva, and you force the one who's being petitioned, either to sell to his friend, or to buy it from him. Now the Rambam continues regarding when there's no possibility for that person to buy. But let's say the one is petitioning. He's saying, look, either sell it to me or buy from me. And he has a right to do that. But let's say the petitioner doesn't want to buy. He actually doesn't even have enough money to buy. Then he cannot force his friend to buy from him. Even like a cheap, below market price, meaning a lower valuation. The reason for that is, because his friend can tell him, I don't want to buy. I'm to sell, and you're not willing to buy, so you can't force me to buy. The figure, therefore, two brothers, one's poor, one's wealthy. Shenichlem Avim Merchatz Beis Abad, if their father left them over a bathhouse or a olive press together for the two of them. Say Emesama of Lesacher, if the father had used that bathhouse or the olive press for renting out Hasacher Leemtza, so then the rental goes to the two of them and gets shared by the two of them. In other words, a wealthy brother cannot say that, oh, I just want to use my portion, because that's going to affect the rental of the other brother, the poor brother. So it's going to continue being used for a rental, and that goes into the middle. And Kozman Shiyut Lamed Bishutafas, as long as they want to remain together, partners in this bathhouse. Now, that's if the father used it for rentals. But somehow, Avla Asma, unless the father made this bathhouse for himself, and then he cannot force his brother, let's say the poor one, to force the wealthy one, to rent it out. Rather, they continue utilizing the way the father used to utilize it, which is to use it. And therefore, the wealthy brother could tell the poor brother, who doesn't even have anything, he can say, look, go buy for yourself some olives, and go ahead and crush them in the olive press. Or go buy yourself slaves, and let them come and bathe in the bathhouse, but you can't force me to, let's say, use it for rental purposes. So too, ve'in oni koyves asher like neshelkei, based on the halacha we mentioned before, the poor brother cannot force the wealthy brother to say, okay, look, buy me out. No, and can only unless if he's going to tell him, k'nei many, buy from me, oymacharli or sell it to me. When he sell it to me, he doesn't have money to buy him out. He says, I'll borrow and I'll buy you out. Oymachalachem v'kain, or I'll sell to others and they'll help me buy you out. Then the law would be with the poor brother to say, okay, good, buy or sell. But until he could say both options, he can't force his wealthy brother to do either one of them. Now the Rambam continues regarding when they're partners in the actual entity of the place itself. So Amukal Echmehem, if any one of them says, Ein Likayna, no, I'm not buying, I want to sell my portion. So, and this is what both are saying, none of them want to buy. Okay, then Moichin Oislachem. So the two of them together sell it to someone else. Amu Kolechem, let's say every one of them says, Eini Moichin, I don't want to sell. El Kolechem, Ritza Sheik Nechel Chaveri. Everyone wants to buy real estate. Each one wants to buy the other one's portion. Oy Shein Echemem Ritza, or let's say neither one of them wants. Loy Liknes Chel Chaveri, but Lilim Kechel Chaveri. Doesn't want to buy his friend's portion, but he doesn't want to sell his either. El Yishar Shu Tuf and Baguf, rather they want to remain partners in the entity, the physical entity itself. So what do they do? So it depends. If that entity was used for rental, so maskir, and I say, continue renting it, and then they share the rent. The main osel sacha, let's say, wasn't used for rental. So if it's a courtyard, so shana. So you switch off living there a year at a time. Because they both can't live there at the same time. Because of the damages of one looking at the other. Because, like we said, it does not have a portion, it doesn't have the halacha of division. So you can't force regarding division, even though there's hezekriya. And so you can't live there at the same time simultaneous. At the same time, and the person's not going to go through the effort every 30 days to go from one courtyard to another courtyard. Ella, rather, from year to year. So you live there 1 year, I'll live there 1 year, and so on and so forth. Now, if it's a bathhouse, then both of them can go into it and utilize it every day together. And so to anything which is fit for both of them to be using it at all times, and it was not used for rentals, it's like a bathhouse, a matzo, a mattress, a sevetar, a sevetar. In your chalom, he cannot tell him, you use it one day, I'll use it another day. No, he can tell him, I want to use it every single day, and you, and they're going to be constantly using it together at the same time. Halacha Gimel, regarding rentals or the rent itself, if someone rents from his friend miktas chatzar, part of his courtyard, a sada or field, which does not have enough to have a division, or let's say two people rent one place together in partnership, so each one actually can force the other one to tell him, so there's not enough for us to split, so but we can't use this, he doesn't want to use it at the same time, he can tell him, either rent from me my portion, or rent or lease me your portion, because that's like a garei ogud. Now, and if it does have a portion of division, which we're going to describe in the next halacha, how much does it need to be to each one have considered enough from its own portion? Then chalken, then you'll divide and say you have that rental and I have this part of the rental. Now, halacha Dal discusses what's the din of chalukah. Ezehu din chalukah. What's the halacha of to have a judgment of division? So kol she'ilu yuchalik lefei asher tafen, anything that, if you're going to divide it amongst the partners, yagila pachash v'em chelik, that is going to be for the smallest of them a portion, she'shem hakol karlov, that the entire name of that entity is still on it, that's considered din chalukah. If the entire name of what that entity is not going to be on that one portion, ibn din chalukah, that's not considered having halacha of division. So ketza haso, the Ram illustrates. Kol chatzer, any courtyard, she'im ba arba amas al arba amas, that will not be, if you're having a portion of courtyard that's not 4 amas squared, in the kuru chatzer, it's not considered chatzer. It's a piece of land, but it's not considered courtyard. Courtyard has to be that area. So if the division is going to be less than that, that's not considered chatzer. It's not shmoy nikrolov on that chelik, and that wouldn't be a din chaluka. So the b'chosada, she'im ba kedizviyas tishakab, in any field that will not have enough to plant that of 9 kavan, in the kuru chatzer, it's not called a field. V'chol gin, any garden, shem b'kedizriyas chazik kav, that you cannot plant a half a kav, in the kuru gin, it's not called a garden. V'chol pardes, any orchard, shem b'kedizriyas shleshik kav, that's not enough to plant 3 kavan, in the kuru pardes, it's not called an orchard. Now, l'fikach, therefore, in chol kenes achatzah, you cannot divide a courtyard, at shi'ar b'amas l'chol echad v'achem nashot tafen, until each partner is going to get 4 amas, that it's called a chatzah. V'lais asodi, and that cannot divide a field, at shi'ar b'kedizriyas tishik kav l'chol echad v'achem, until each and every one gets 9 kavan worth. V'lois agina, not a garden, you can't split out sheba chatzik kabel cholechad bechad, each one can be able to plant a half a kav. V'lois a pardes, and not the orchard, sheba beishleishish kabel cholechad bechad, until each one can plant 3 kavan in their portion. Now, but when we say this is be'eretz Yisrael, be'kuyetzba in the land of Israel, and similarly where they were talking about significant pieces of property, of a bubble, be'kuyetzba ben bubble, and similarly where the real estate is not so significant, in cholken as a sada, then you don't divide the field, until you have that the guy has enough of a field that he could utilize plowing for an entire day, because workers don't usually work for less than a day. And that's considered significant, that it's enough that it could be used for plowing for an entire day for each one. So to be apart, it's only divide an orchard, that each one is going to get 36 trees in his part, which is the amount of work for one person for one day. That's significant. And besad shemashkenos to be clear, regarding a field that's watered with a vessel, is achayibo kadeshimal apol yemech lezeb yemech lezeb. It's enough that what it takes to hire a worker for one day to drill water and water it, that's considered a significant amount that would be enough if each one has that amount to divide it. Halacha hey, in chalken as a traklin, you don't divide the palace, v'lois a moiden, which also different types of large structures, v'lois a shevich, not a dovkat, v'lois bezabad, not the alapes, v'lois a merchat, not the bathas, v'lois a talis, not a talis, achi b'chol chelik mem k'dei l'zeh l'zeh, until you have in each one a portion, which is significant for each one to have that amount. So in merchat chalkuf, dividing a bathas, achi b'chol chelik mem k'dei merchat, until you have in each portion enough of a bathas. Mem shevich is a dovkat, achi kol chelik, shevich b'vnazim, until each portion is a dovkat in its own right. B'chim b'talis, so a cloak, a b'shor kol adram, all other things, has to be enough that it's considered significant to use for yourself as a cloak. Now, the Ram concludes this parag regarding if someone is prepared to divide, but even to give more. Ein b'hem k'dei l'zeh u'k'dei l'zeh. Let's say there's not enough for each one to get enough, what would be to consider shmoy love and to have in their chelik. So then, mal nosim b'damim. So then, you evaluate that with the monetary value, and v'yesh l'adam l'chaver. And then he tells his friend, "Look, I'm a chayav liyo kanimim, and they either sell to me or buy for me because not enough to do a din chalukah. So it's got to be one of us. So he evaluates how much it's worth, and then he makes the offer to either buy or sell. Now, am echanim. Let's say one of them says, "No, chalik zeh. Let's split it." Although the division is not going to be equal, because if it was equal, no one's going to get enough. But don't worry, I'll take what's less. You take the one that's more, and you're going to get enough to be considered a chatzah or a sada or a gina. We don't listen to him. Because that guy could tell him, I don't want a gift. Since there's not enough for us to divide equally, we're going to value how much it is, and either you buy or you sell, or I buy or I sell, but I don't want even more. I don't want, if you're not going to get the same amount, he doesn't want to have a gift.